relationship has its strength on communication. Relationship is not strengthened, it's not founded on visitation, but communication. Visitation may strengthen communication, but visitation is not the strength of relationship. These are the types of relationship you have: friendship, profession, tribe or clan, family, purpose. For example, we didn't know our brother, Brother Richard, from anywhere, but by the time we came in here, there must be relationship, yes or no?
Yes.
There has to. Oh, brother, my name is this. Oh, yes, we are the new tenants. Oh, I tell you, come, but none of that. There has to be relationship. Sister Rose does not know Sister Mutu from anywhere. Did you? But she knows me and my wife. She knows me and my wife. She came in to meet with us. She came in to meet with us. Automatically must meet each other. Yes or no?
Yes.
If they are going to be under the same roof, there must be relationship. Is that not so?
Yes.
Your life is 100%, I'm repeating it. If you do not remember anything I'm saying now, remember this for life. Your life 100% is based on relationship. In fact, your progress or your downfall is based on relationship. Progress or downfall is based on relationship. There are two types of relationship. We have the vertical relationship, the horizontal relationship. This is you at the origin. If you are familiar with graph in your mathematics, this is origin. And this is the God axis, which you call the Y axis. This is the X axis, which you call the main axis. So if you are going to plot a graph of your life, it must be like this. Please listen. You know, when you say in mathematics that you plot a correct graph in order to calculate the gradient, it must be like this. Yes or no?
Yes.
Your relationship with God and man, when balanced, is what leads to progress. When it is not balanced, is what leads to downfall. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, please listen. You cannot do anything outside relationship. There is nothing like that. There's the fact, speak it out of your mouth that you can be a self-made person. It does not exist. Quiet time is essentially a communication to strengthen your relationship with God. Your quiet time is basically, essentially, a communication time to strengthen your relationship with God. See, you see the word quiet. Why do we use other words for quiet time? Is devotion. Some call it devotion, but more of personal devotion. Now, from the word devotion, what do you have? You have the is it the verb now? No, is it the verb? Devotion, I think, is a noun. You have the word devote. You know, when you say I devote, what does it mean? I dedicate. So, another word for devotion, personal devotion, is personal dedication. So, your quiet time is your devotion time, which is your personal devotion. Another word for devotion is dedication. Another word for dedication is what? Commitment. I devote myself to my wife. I commit myself. I dedicate myself. So your quiet time is your devotion time, is your commitment time. Eh? You give yourself to. So, please understand this. At the opening of scriptures, you find the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. The next thing, and the Spirit of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the surface of the earth. That tells you that even that verse 1, it's not only God that is involved. He may be the initiator, but we didn't find him moving by himself again on the surface of the water. No. Somebody else was moving. His spirit. And then you go on like that, and then you find God in Genesis 1:26 says, "Let us." You know, you see the word "let us" look as if all have been doing since morning. They've been involved, though quiet. It's now looked as if, now let's do something. You are not following me. Because when you are doing something, you know, you say, "Let us do this." That tells you that even though God is a self-existing, but chooses not to exist alone. He himself has a horse, U.S., not United States, has a horse in his cabinet, which we refer to as the Godhead. So even God is thriving on relationship. I borrow that word. You know, you don't say God thrives. You understand? You understand? But for our sake, let's use that word. Are you with me now? Aha. Even God, let's use the word, basis is agenda or relationship. Now, let me quickly tell you this. One of the most potent time in the whole of the universe after the fall of man was the birth of the Savior. One of the most crucial time in the universe after the fall of man was the birth of the Savior. But I found out that God wanted to send the Savior. Is it a big deal for Mary to be pregnant? As in, for Mary to be pregnant, can she be pregnant as a single? Why must she be betrothed to a man? You didn't follow that. Is it a big thing for the angel to come to Mary before Joseph proposed? And say, and even when Joseph was like, "No, don't propose, because it's a different woman." And you understand? Then I said, "The Lord is here," and all of that. Even let's say betrothed, are you getting it now? Why must the angel go and convince Joseph to take her? Why the conviction? Why? Even the Savior has to be born on the platform of relationship. That means if a physical father don't raise Jesus at infant, even our Savior will not be balanced in his relationship. It will be raised by a single mother, and it will not be balanced. His outlook will not. Jesus needed to grow properly as man to do his ministry effectively. Oh, you are not following this. Even the Savior. And there was a woman betrothed. Why must he be betrothed? Do what you want to do, sir. And then you find out that Jesus himself, when he was growing, the Bible says, he grew in favor with who? With God and with who? And with man. So, Jesus Christ, because of family background, was a man that grew properly. You know, some of you grow in favor with God, but you have a bad relationship with man. Eh? Not our Lord. Can you look for that scripture for me? That should be Luke chapter 2. With wisdom. Then if you go a little further towards the end of that verse. Verse 52. And read it again, please.
Jesus grew
in what? To grow in wisdom
and stature.
If there's no proper feeding, will there be growth in stature? Go on. So he had correct relationship with God and men. We have laid a very good foundation, is that not so? Now, back to this fact of quiet time. We've made you to see that you cannot survive alone. There's nothing like that. Let me tell you something. You will be poor in life when you are poor in relationship. You can't escape poverty when your relationship is poor. Yes. Look. I'm myself. You'll be limited in life. Let me say this. Now, because you are not a person that has all things in yourself, you will need other people always. But let's put that somewhere. Quiet time is when your vertical relationship with God is intact, is strong, is growing, is developing, and your relationship with God is that of a family. Jesus said, I think in Matthew 6, when he prayed, after this man had prayed, "Our Father." So, your quiet time is a time whereby you are learning how to become more like your Father. Where you are listening to the heart of your Father, you are cross-checking with your Father, you are in the family. It's a time that you are learning God. You are relating with God as a Father. Not as God, but as a Father. A father wants to speak to his children. Is that not so? A father shares his heart with his children. Is that not so? Do you know every father has an inheritance for his children? So it's quiet time that makes you gain your inheritance. You will learn your inheritance. You are not following me now. Now, you see, every proper child that is growing properly knows his space in the house. Do you know a child is not afraid to think that all the properties of his father that he's going to get a share in it? Is a child afraid? No, a child is not afraid. He may not know what to which extent, but he knows that daddy has something for me. Is that not so? You see, that's the understanding you must have in quiet time. Daddy has something for me. I'm not a bastard. I have something with daddy. Daddy is keeping something for me. You see that now? So, your father, this is the most important in your understanding of spiritual things. I want to announce that to you, and I want you to sink deep into your system. The most important revelation you need as a Christian is God as your father. Because that is the whole of the summary of what Jesus came to do. No one cometh to the Father except through. So where is your destination? The Father. The totality of your understanding is the Father. The way is the Son. Because once you do not know Him as a Father, then Jesus Christ can be His Son. The understanding of God, Cherry, that's the reason why we say, for God so loved the world that He gave His Son. Because whoever gives a Son must be a Father. Once you say Son, then there must be a Father. So you see, it could have been God loved the world and He gave Jesus. It will have still make sense to die for our sin. You are not following me. You are not following me. For God so loved the world that He gave Jesus Christ to die for this. Can't that verse of scripture be written like that? For God so loved the world that He sent Christ Jesus to die for the sin of the world, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Does it not still make sense? I said, does it not still make sense? It does. But you see, the introduction of Son is what connotes what is in the heart of the giver of that gift. After Jesus was baptized by John, He said, a voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son. My beloved Son. If it's my Son, then I am His Father. So every proper person looking at the Son must look for the Father of that Son. But we now find out that this Jesus Christ, who is the Son, is not saying, the reason why I'm a Son is to make you sons. That's why when Jesus rose from the dead, what was His statement? Mary, go and tell my brethren that I go to my Father and your Father. That's the highest form of revelation on that resurrection day was, I go to my Father and your Father. That's it. Go and tell them like that. That's what they told Mary to go and tell them. Go and tell them that your Father is my Father. If your Father is my Father, that means our inheritance is equal. Oh, you're not following me. You're not following me now. You know the Bible says we are heirs of God. And what? Joint heirs with Christ. Look for that scripture for me. It should be in the book of Romans. Those are scriptures that you must not miss. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Can I have different translations talk to us? And if we are children,
then we are heirs.
Emma, if we are children, we are what?
Heirs.
Heirs of God. Co-heirs with Christ. Can I have something else?
Yeah. And if we are His children,
then
we are His heirs also. Heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ.
What is fellow?
Sharing His inheritance
with Him. Sharing what?
His inheritance with
Him. Hallelujah. So the inheritance of Jesus, we will share it together. Charlie, Christianity is not having cow. This is it. Go on another translation. I remember I saw this revelation when I went to visit a friend of mine in Apapa. I was in my quiet time when this scripture jumped and I was screaming. These are things I knew that just made me tell the devil, you are not serious. What I've seen, Kai, all right, please, sinner. Read it for me, good news.
Since,
I like that. You know, it's not debatable again. Since we are His children, yes.
We will possess the blessing He keeps for His people. We will possess the blessing He keeps for His people. And we will also possess with Christ what God has kept for Him. If we fall,
we will what? Possess with Christ what God kept for who?
Did
I walk the walk of Christ?
No, sir.
Why am I now getting what Christ is getting? Are we going to possess what Christ has possessed? Did we do what Christ did that made Him fit for getting what He got? So what is making us to get equal? You don't understand rapture. You don't get rapture. You don't understand when Paul said immortality shall swallow up mortality. You see, those things, we don't get it. That's all we should look for the second coming of Christ again. We will possess what God has kept for his people. We will also possess what God has kept for Christ. Hallelujah. Are you following? Please, are you following? Now, let me ask you a question. How can you walk? Are you with me? You walked. And somebody that did not walk, they gave you the same reward. Hallelujah. You did not walk. They now say, the work this person has done, the reward now, they will share it with you. You know one thing I said about Christ? And Christ did not object. You see, Christ has no self in him. He didn't say, I'm the one that walked. That's selflessness. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that the Bible says you are an heir of God. You know, Yoruba, I love Yoruba. Adubo Olorun. Who are you inheriting? God himself. Oh, you didn't get it. Because to inherit what Christ inherits is to inherit God himself. What's the real inheritance of Christ? It's his Father. What's the inheritance of Jesus? You think his mansion? Oh, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. The inheritance of Jesus is not mansion. It's not street of gold. It's Baba himself. And the only person fit to inherit God is Christ. But Christ doesn't say, I will share it with you. So, you see, when you become an inheritor of God, is where God is all that you have. All that you know. All that you... I don't even know how to say it. Such that, when you have God, you don't pray for any other thing. Whoever have God, have all things. Thank you, sweetheart. Because God is the source of all things. Truly, real growth in Christianity is when you begin to learn God. Take note of what you will find out. Provisions becomes effortless. I'm talking from my personal experience. It is that thing God wants you to pursue. When you pursue God, provisions becomes effortless and they keep increasing too. The more you focus on him, learning him, there will be nothing else that you are running for. But what's the devil saying? The devil says, don't strengthen your vertical relationship with God though, but keep pursuing men. Keep trusting in men. Keep doing something. You now find out that there's a rat race for money. There's a rat race for other things, but we abandon God. Quiet time must be your priority and it must be early in the morning. You see, what's priority? Priority is manifested in the first thing you go for in the day. You don't need to say, God, even God knows I love you. It's not like that. You see, the first thing you go for when you wake up. The first thing that consumes your mind when you wake up is your priority. It is that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is to go to your phone and check WhatsApp. That's your God. If the first thing you do is to check credit alerts when you wake up in the morning, that's your God. Your quiet time, and take note, is a devotion. What is devotion? That means it's not automatic. Nobody was born to know how to do quiet time. You don't get inspired to do quiet time. You don't understand? That notion of devotion, devote, commit, deliberate. So you don't wake up like that and say, hallelujah. It's not a spiritual gift. Quiet time is not a spiritual gift. You don't just, hallelujah, I just feel like being quiet and glory to God. No. It's what you choose to do. And you choose it because it does not come natural. You see, the reason why, at least, it's a devotion is because it's not okay with the body. That's why it's a devotion. You don't know what devotion means. The body does not like it, but you have to do it. So, am I saying something to you, please? Why? Now, listen to this. The body wants to do so many things, but devotion says, I will stick to one thing. That's devotion. And devotion that brings progress is a routine. What did I say? The devotion that brings progress is a what? It's a routine. And if you don't have understanding, this routine can be boring. It can be, let's just do it kind of thing. But once you understand, that routine becomes enjoyable. You see, understanding is what makes anything outstanding. If your time with God will be outstanding, it is your understanding that makes it so. If you will come out of the quiet time refreshed, you know what makes it refreshed? It's your understanding that makes it so. Oh Lord Jesus, even me, it came strong this morning. Quiet time is a quiet time. You know why it is quiet time? All noises in your mind must be set aside. All the noise, all the guru of your mind must be laid aside. And I found out that it doesn't lay aside by one command. Be laid aside. Mm-mm. You have to regularly lay it aside. Constantly lay it aside. Deliberately lay it aside. Noise of the mind is distraction. Anything outside God. Even legitimate ones. Tell me about the copy. You want to do quiet time. So, you see, why do we choose early in the morning? There's something powerful about early in the morning. Look. We are all in this together. Turn to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord God has given me the what? The tongue of the learned. Yes? That I should know how to speak a word in season. To what? To
him.
Yes?
That is weary.
To him that is weary. Go on.
He wakened my ear to hear as the learned.
Start again. What verse are you reading? Read it again.
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakened morning by morning.
He wakened.
This verse says, he wakens me morning by morning.
He wakens me. How? How does he waken me?
Morning by morning.
Afternoon by afternoon. Evening by evening. He wakened me.
The Lord God gives me the right words to encourage the weary. Each morning he awakens me.
Each morning
he awakens me. Eager to learn his teachings.
Eager. to learn. When? Money by money. There's something about money, you know. It's in the money. You see that now? Because the word, like the tongue of the learned, a learned person is a disciple. That's the interpretation. So every correct disciple must learn to wake up money by money. Yes. God opens your ear when? Not in the afternoon. Because by the time afternoon comes, there are other things that will have filled the space. There will have been good money. Or I live there. Who is there? Hello to get. Who is at the door? Noise will have started. Why did Islam choose 5 a.m.? And they've been dutiful for about 1,400 years. I found out that if you can succeed in that devotion of in the morning, that means there's a power behind waking up to connect, whether to a spirit or to anything. It will take God's help for you to leave that in. It's a law. Devotion energizes addiction. Don't always think of addiction as negative. No. Addiction means what you stick to that can't be separated from it. Devotion energizes addiction. So to win a person from Islam to Christianity, what you must first break is his devotion. If you can't break his devotion, you can't win him. And that's spiritual. So please listen. Your quiet time is not, it's not family time. You don't learn God in a crowd. Whatever you learn in a crowd can become a substance in you until it becomes a personal gleaning. So you take it from the crowd and go and spend time on it personally. That's when it becomes a substance that will carry you for years. Things that will change your life, they are not big things. Oh, you're not following me. Let me tell you something. If there's anything that is making me and you like this to sit down, to stand up and walk, can it happen now and then somebody up and say, rise? So, how many years you rise? Do you say something like that? Have you ever been to your house before and then they do a bad egusi and just say, no, right, shame. Don't kill the shame. But egusi is a normal thing. Is that why you reject it? Does hunger tell you to choose a type of food? You see, when you begin to choose a type of food, it's just that you want to do variety. Real hunger is not, you don't respect the type. Are you with me now? What do you do? Just give me. You know, if you say, well, I didn't like beans. Beans make my throat a thumb. You've not seen real hunger. Where real hunger comes, whether it is white beans or brown beans, once it's food, you say, give me. Is that not so? So, don't let anybody fool you as to think that there's one high thing somewhere. There's no high thing. It's quiet time. Oh, please listen to me. I see God, you know, a man that I respect so much is Brother Billy Akon. And God has led me this time to take the series on discipleship as I've been studying for my own life. There was something that was shocking. If you have Western Africa Commentary Expository Bible. There's an African commentary on Bible. I'm supposed to buy. Very big commentary. And it's a powerful one for Africa, for Christians in Africa. It takes the perspective of Africa into the Bible. Are you getting me now? Not like strong concordance. You talk from the perspective of UK, US, Africa, with our challenges, our war. So, how do we interpret the scripture as Africans? It's a powerful commentary. Brother Billy Akpony is one of the contributors. They gave him several places to contribute on, but he said, just give me 4 sermons. He doesn't have time. So listen. So I've gone through that. I've used that commentary before, and it's so powerful. Written by powerful. Now, imagine that all the people on the editors, whatever, all the contributors, Professor D, theologian, that, powerful, powerful people in Africa. They now said, Brother Billy should send his own introduction, you know. Somebody will send, I am professor something of so seminary, BTH, MTH, NIM, CID, 2I, you know, you know that kind of thing. You understand? So when they said Brother Billy should write, he only wrote 2 lines. Brother Billy Akpony, who lives in Boko. Because there's nothing he wants to write. What will he write? He's not a doctor. He said even the degree I did was in physics, not in Bible. So he said, you know, and it's an international work. They will send it to US, they will send it to UK. All powerful, powerful brains in the world must have to look at it before they release it, because this is what you are giving to Africa. So it means when they die, it's still a commentary we'll be using. Even our children that are not yet unborn, that's the commentary we recommend for them. The powerful material, I should get it soon. Now, he said, you know, because it's an international work, he had to now prepare for it, or you know, that kind of, because imagine you'll be contributing with Professor A and something, you just do one shefu work, you know. So he said he looked for all the commentaries and all of the comments, get more commentaries, to sit down, study and all. He said as he was studying, he was having a headache. He said he was having a headache, and the Lord said, what are you doing? You know the way Saul gave David armor? And David said, look, I've not tried these things before. Let me just go and face Goliath the way God has trained me. Do you remember? I'm going somewhere before I close. But Gideon said, the Lord said, what are you doing? Forget all this. Sit with me. Quiet. So he decided not to write commentary. He wanted to learn for Samuel as quiet time for his life. So he started using that book for quiet time and for God's commentary. And was writing out what the Lord was dealing with him from that book. He was in prayers, he would settle on some matters, oh God help my, he was just writing as the Lord was bringing things out. By the time they say, submit whatever you have, I've not finished yet, I think he's already got to chapter 10, he said, just submit whatever you have. By the time they read it, his work was outstanding in all of the Professor ABCD. They called him, and they said, we want to, because you have to see edits. You have to give it to the international editors. He said they wanted to remove things, but they removed things from other people. He said, but they will find it hard to remove anything from what they wrote. Not from any international scholar, whatever. Just with the Lord. Somebody now called him and said, what makes your messages so powerful? You preach every way your message. He said, nothing than my quiet time. He said he has been doing quiet time since 1975. And he has been dutifully writing. That's why I said you give me your quiet time notes. Quiet time is not a careless time. Mm-mm. If you go to school without notebook and Bible, what kind of student are you? Are you a student at all? You are a rogue. You just strolled into school. Your book is what connotes readiness to learn. How do you look like when... Sit down. How do you look like always when your teacher says, now today's topic is, you just stand up, you are doing like this. It's your biro. They say, what happened? Say, auntie, I'm looking for biro. You are always walking about. You have biro. While the teacher is already ready to teach. How do you look like? I'm serious. I found out that when you drop your biro and your book in your quiet time, the Spirit of God teaches you things. But when you don't have biro, when you don't have a notebook, you are not willing to really learn. Quiet time. This is the secret. This is the secret of a correct living. Your Bible, your Bible, your notebook. And these are the things you do in quiet time as I close. There will be more things to share, but the Lord will give you understanding. Acts, adoration, confession, if there is any, thanksgiving, supplication, and study. In your quiet time, must be filled with adoration to God, confession of sin, if there is any, or confession of your wrongdoing, or confession for, you see, you are also confessing because the Holy Spirit is bringing you correction. Adoration, confession and correction. You are correcting things in your quiet time. Oh, this thing should not be. Oh, this thing should not be. Thanksgiving. You must thank God constantly for physical things. For spiritual adoration, is God is your object. You are singing, you are worshiping, you are singing hymns, you are bringing songs to God. God is your focus. Now, at this level, it's good when you can play music, when you have hymns. But let it be that this adoration comes from your heart. Because the day there is no light, I was telling my brother, the day there is no light, what happened to your adoration? It spoils. Don't always be a Lisa generator that needs whiner. Eh? No. Let it be that your heart is always full of what? Adoration to God. Confession and correction. Thanksgiving. Supplication and the study of the Bible. Are you with me? What's supplication? You bring prayers to God. Issues, requests, needs. And then study. This place is for your life. Quiet time is for you. It's not for people. Sister Blessing. You know that glass in a way too will not help us know your state. Amen. Hallelujah. So, it's important for you to know. You see, I pray God will help you. I said, I pray God will help you. Amen. Your quiet time is too important for your destiny. Let me use that word. This is where you learn God. And let me teach you how to write quiet time. You see, some of you are writing. You're not writing. Romans chapter 1. That's where you study. Romans chapter 1. You will now say, according to verse 2, it says that we should try to obey God anytime we are not doing quiet time. Don't write what you learn from the verse. Get it clear. It's not like we should say something and say, what do you learn from that verse? Not casually that. You know, right? Romans chapter 1, 29th of March. You know, say, according to this verse, we should try and obey God, do his bidding, do what he said. We should love our neighbor as ourselves. You are not being quiet time. Because quiet time is not a we us thing. You don't use we should obey God, we should try and. It's not we. Are you with me now? Are you following me? Quiet time is you. What you saw. Quiet time is a time that you are looking as it were in a mirror. When you look at a mirror, who do you see? Us. You see us. You see yourself. And let me just tell you, simply put, when you are reading your Bible, a verse will catch your attention. You see, that verse that catch your attention, it may be one, it may be two. That's where God is speaking to you from. Don't try to look for one extra feeling. Because when you started, who did you come to discuss with? Your father. And once you say, Lord, thank you for this morning, Holy Spirit is ready. Are you with me now? Don't say, hey, Holy Spirit, are you here? Are you here now? He's there. As you are looking at the Bible, a verse will jump out. It will just catch your attention. Others will look uninteresting. Keep reading. If you read the whole chapter, it didn't, nothing catch your attention. Read again. No, it didn't catch your attention. Read again. It didn't catch your attention. Read again. It didn't read again. It will open. You see, the way quiet time means is that sometimes I see somebody that is trying to, you are hitting something. You don't stop until it breaks like a coconut. Until you reach what is inside, do you stop breaking? That's how quiet time is. Even though as you are saying, downward word, your mind is thinking of rice. Don't see like don't keep breaking. Don't continue. Yes, continue. You must continue. Keep put, and then you see one of the easiest ways to take away thoughts that are distracting you is to think on something else. That's how to take away thoughts. You don't take away thoughts by keeping quiet. In fact, when you keep quiet, the thoughts are energized. Are you following me? Don't just keep quiet like this and say, I want to be quiet so that no thought. That's the time thoughts. Thought self can start with any kind of thought. You just see one thought stand up. Have you ever seen thoughts coming that you didn't even know it started? It's just the mind is a funny place. Oh. You can think on Lucozade boost. I mean, are you with me now? You know, sometimes you can be thinking that you just see yourself saying, I was talking to Buhari on the issue of Christians in the north. From nowhere that thought will just start in your quiet time. The only way to get away from distraction is to focus on something. Do you know the only way to stop distraction is to keep your focus on something? That means distraction is looking at other things. Focus is looking at one thing. So the only way to get away distracting thought from your mind is to focus on thinking on one thing and see. Do you know one you should think of? In adoration, ensure you are thinking on the goodness of God in your life. That exam you wrote, how you got born again, how God delivered you. What are you doing? You are coming. You know, you just think on that accident that you missed. Even sometimes when you are thinking on that, he wants to cross to something else, you bring it back. And then you graduated from secondary school. You know, you start thinking. As you are thinking, take it to oceans, mountains. That's why when you are traveling, don't be a sleeper who just sleeping inside the bus. No. Because you may need an object for your quiet time. Am I teaching you something? That mountain on your road to Edo is an object you need for focus. There's something about nature, because nature points us back to the Creator. Are you following me now? That ant that look like a stick, for me, is an object of quiet time. How can something look really like stick? Are you with me? Are you following me? You see, it's thick. I think it's just, I don't know, it's thick with hand. It's thick. It doesn't look anything other than stick. Yes. Yo, but sweetheart, you need to see that stick. It's thick.
I have to hold it. So maybe it's thick. And it's soft.
You see that thing alone in my quiet time. I say, you who can put life in a stick? You are my God. You see, don't be a noisemaker. Because you need objects. He who observes well will do quiet time well. I'm teaching you something that will change your destiny. I'm using the word destiny intentionally. You know your destiny now. So as you're on your way to a down mountain that looks as if it wants to fall on another, snap it if you can. Look at it more. You need it. The sky is readily available to you. Hope you know the Bible also said Jesus looked up. You don't know our master too looks up. Learn to look up. Yes, yes. Exactly. Sunset kind of on, that kind of thing. Look. Are you with me now? So, the easier one is to think of God's goodness. Think on your birthday and how joyful you were. Lord, I just thank you for this great opportunity. Oshel Baba, Baba Emashe. Be thinking. The more you think, songs will be rising by itself. At the initial, you are the one trying to look for some. The more you think on the oceans, on trees, on things you have seen, that's why I love documentary. That's why we don't watch an Hollywood.
The birds that sang yesterday.
The birds that sang yesterday. You don't see that beautiful song that look like a beat. I mean, very nice beat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as you are thinking on that, there is no way nature will not point you back to the Creator. Are you with me now? I think so much, I will think on how is my eye seeing? What is in it that makes me see? That sends me back to my brain for me to think. God, you are mine. The more you are doing that, who is the agency helping you? The Holy Spirit begins to will be taking you further. You will not know when tongues break forth. And when you begin to see, not psychedelic tongues, like I said, not just one tongue somewhere. You know, I'm talking about real experience. Yes, you can start talking with tongues, but when you see, there are tongues. When you see speaking in tongues break forth from your spirit. Now those ones, it's a deposit. At that level, you will sing in tongues with nobody teaching you. And what you do in your quiet time is not for show. You are not trying to come and show somebody and say, me rattle in tongues, I don't show. That's not what you are doing. It's a personal place. In fact, if not for place, because of places like this, that is not big enough for us, it's a place you escape with your lover. You are him alone. But because of this kind of place that you are in, you still must be, you are him alone in your heart. That's why sometimes before people wake up, nothing stops you from waking up, staying somewhere that just be and you're just there. You are blessing him. Amen somewhere.
I would just like to have something. I don't know if it's accepted.
Please do.
Like you said, the time of quiet time is the time to reflect on the good things. Now the devil wants us to think on the bad things, like
now, this is very powerful that my wife is saying now. That the quiet time is not the time to think of your weakness. It's not the time to think on your weakness. It's a time to concentrate on your father. If your father now bring up a weakness, it will not weaken you further. You didn't get me. When you raise your weakness by your thoughts, you will be weakened the more. But when it is the Holy Spirit who raises it, you will find strength and solution. He will show you the way out. So please, as my wife has said, you don't concentrate on what you don't have, where you have not reached. Because if you do that, you won't adore God. Amen. Talk. Lord, before we take the questions, I am praying to God. You know what struck me most this morning? What struck me most this morning was when Brother Gilead Connie said, he replied that person that Nothing has made me who I am than my quiet time. It the thing hits me like this. with a network of ministry that is impacting nations. Ah, is this? I said, Lord, I'll stop looking elsewhere. That first message on quiet time, I want all of you to listen to it. This is the second part. I want all of you to listen to that first message. It's powerful. And when you listen, listen again. I think this is the second or maybe third time you are listening to it. Listen again. I'm listening. I preached it, but I'm not the one I preached it. Listen. You need to listen to this one. How you will not make mistake in life is your quiet time. Do you know David said, "Early will I seek you. Early will I rise." Let me tell you something. Major instructions of God for my life, all of them, have always come early in the morning. Yes, major instructions is in the morning. Sometimes I say, God, why do you choose morning? Say, that's the time I really know your heart. Because it's not an easy time. Can you imagine that you're imagining 4:30, 5? I don't know, she's a fresh summary. You know, there's summary. The introduction is around that 9, 10, 11. Body of the letter, I need 12, 1, 2. Summary, Luman, do you know summary? Yes. How many of you notice that when you wake up around that 3, 4 to go and urinate, there's not one weakness around your body because you don't lie down. Go and don't lie down. And then they say, or lie down, dear. Dear, no. You see, 4:35 is not a time to wake up. You want to do quiet time, you are kneeling down. Once you kneel down, say, you are the Lord. Lord, yellow, my Lord. Tomorrow, be Lord. These are my own personal struggles too. I've heard the Lord say, stand up, walk around. That's why I do a lot of walking around. I don't say, well, this brother is not humble. Humble people need them. No. Walk around for some few minutes first. Because your body, you know, somebody tells me, let them don't lie down before the Lord. No, don't lie down before the Lord. In adoration, at 5:30, you will go from there. You know. Amen. God, thank God for His love. Do you know if I now lie down like that, and now hear somebody open the door, that's how I shake my head. You know, that's when you now shake your head and say, "I'm not sleeping." You know, I sometimes think Holy Spirit will be laughing. Wait, who is deceiving who? Do you really want to pray? You get it now? Amen. You see, I'm always happy that despite our flaws, He still calls us the next day. The Lord still calls us the next day. I say, see, come. You see that? That's why I'm always, even if I fail today, I'm going tomorrow. It doesn't move me. Because this is where my life is. And let me tell you something. If my vertical relationship with God is intact, who is that devil or witches? Who will say they want to call my name somewhere? Your quiet time is when you read Romans chapter 1. Don't write what you learn. That verse that caught your attention, start thinking on it. And how do you think on it? Ask questions. Lord, what could it? That's why you need a study Bible, not this kind of Bible. This kind of Bible makes you to go to that verse and look at where they write P, C, D. Once you check it in the margin, they will write all other scriptures where that you can begin to now cross-reference and start thinking. When you are thinking, somebody is in your thoughts, is in the Spirit. Whatever light you see, you write. Now, as you are looking at it, you are not looking at rose from it. Who are you looking at? Yourself from it. So the more you are looking, the more you are seeing. Some quiet time you may have to close it because you have to go to office or something. And the Spirit of God is not angry. You say, Lord, I will come back. This thing you have not finished with me. You can be on a vast for 4 days. Yes. And the power behind scripture is that Romans 1, by the time the Holy Spirit returns you back to it, something deeper is there. Do you know, the more you do quiet time, the more you hear God clearer. If it's that thing called bashing going alone here, there's no school of hearing God. Say, where are you now? I'm in the school of hearing God. I just enrolled. I bought my phone. There's nothing like that. You see, the way a child grows. How many of us are shocked when a rest says something? Are we not shocked? I'm shocked. You know, my wife said that if the girl can bring pulse, she will get pregnant the next day. And I laughed. Not only did she brought pulse, she brought pillow. You thought this girl knew how to hear just like that. She grew by listening, by observing us. Is that not so? And then by now, she now learns how to hear. Are you with me now? So how will you also learn how to hear? You know, some people, they don't know how to hear God. They will say, something just told me that. Oh, come and consult me. No. You need to learn. Because a time will come in life that a decision you have to make based on God told me, not based on my mind said it. And now, when do you start? You start now. Because the more you are studying the Bible in quiet, what's he doing? He's polishing. He's punishing. He's remodeling. He's attuning your mind. Before you notice, you will grow on how to master the inner witness, the voice of the Spirit. May God help you.
Amen.
This is what the church has neglected. Once we give people devotional book, those of you using devotional now, is good. Start with it. But don't continue with it. You need your personal gleaning from the Word of God. You can use devotionals for those who are just beginning. They need it. It will help them. And thank God that even in those devotionals, there are scriptures that you can go and personally glean from. So they are expecting that, thank God for the summary, somebody has just guided you. But your own personal instruction that will sustain you is in those scriptures you wrote. But how many people look at those scriptures? What do people just read? The Word. No wonder we are indomitable Christians. Those who cannot stand the test of time. If you pick this from this house and you go, I have succeeded. If I see that you have been dutiful now for 7 months, you didn't miss your quiet time, I, as a brother, have succeeded. I can trust God with your life wherever you go. Because I know that if you do something wrong, the next morning, quiet time, Baba will draw your ear. This is where you receive instruction for business. This is where people get instruction for business, for life, for marriage. Everything is in your quiet time. This is where God makes mighty men of God. Let's pray.
We hope you have been blessed by God's word. Do well to abide in the infallible truths that you have listened to. For inquiries, contact the CSOAS Ministry on 030-666-27754 or 090-522-16374. Or you can email us on CSOAS Ministry18@gmail.com. God bless you.